You are getting ready to listen to the voice of Dr. Roddy Ferguson,
2004 Olympian,
four-time national judo champion, Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt, author, speaker, and coach.
Hey, good morning. What's going on, man? This is Roddy Ferguson, and welcome to another edition of Coffee with Roddy. No matter what you are doing this morning, if you just if you're getting ready to work out, if you just got your workout in, if you're just having your coffee, or if you're on your second cup of coffee, like me, or if you are up and getting the kids out the house and ready for school, or if you're in the wonderful position that I'm in where you have to kind of urge them and help them get up and get to the computer because they are doing class online, I just want to tell you, good morning, and I hope you have a great day. And an important thing I also want to tell you is that this week is the last week to be able to sign up for the Power Up Summit. I also co-own a company called Switch On with Coach Arlo Henderson, and we're having our second annual Power Up Summit this upcoming Sunday on May 2nd. It's all virtual, it's all online, it's all available for you. It's 8 hours of absolutely exquisite and I would say pregnant coaching, man, because there's so much that we're jamming into 8 hours of a virtual seminar. We want to make sure that you have a wonderful experience online and that you not only get yourself plugged in with the right people, but that you also power up and you're able to switch on. If you look at some of our social media sites, if you go to www.theswitchonnation.com, or if you check me out at Coffee with Roddy on Facebook, or if you check me out on Instagram or any of my social media sites, on Twitter, everywhere, you'll see the links to the Power Up Summit. If you don't have any of those things, hey man, text me, direct message me, email me, and I'll make sure that you get the link if you are one of the unfortunate people who do not see it. We only have 100 seats available, so I want to make sure that you get in on the Power Up Summit, and let's get ready to go. So this morning, man, here's what I want to talk to you about. Let me take a quick sip of coffee here. I want to really discuss with you the importance of your time. I had a situation last week where I was super frustrated because I placed myself in a position where the people around me did not respect my time. And when this happened to me, I would say frustrated is an understatement. I had 5 appointments last week, 5, where I either got stood up or the appointments were canceled. One of them was with a company who had to repair my dishwasher. They repaired the dishwasher, then something broke on it and they had to come back out. And they made an appointment with a 2-hour window and they never showed up. Now when that happens, man, I gotta make arrangements, I gotta come home, I gotta stop working to get this dishwasher repaired after it was already fixed. Then I had another appointment, a lunch appointment at the Tampa Club. I'm dressed, I'm on my way, I'm calling the person, telling them I'm on my way, and they let me know that they cancel. And not only did they cancel, but then they rescheduled and said they would meet me later at my martial arts facility at 5:30. Then they never showed up. And I had another appointment that I provided a window of 2 p.m. to 9 a.m. to make that appointment. That person never texted, never called, never said anything. And I had another appointment where someone booked another meeting at the Tampa Club to sit down, go over life goals, and sit down and go over stuff like that. There was somebody who needed some help with childcare. So I said, oh, no problem. I said, I have my son watch your 2 sons for 2 hours while we sit down and go over some stuff. And then they canceled at the last minute after I had to maneuver my whole day around. I don't know if this has happened to you before, where people have abused your time, but it feels worse than when you misuse your time. Now, don't get me wrong, there are several times when I have misused my time and personally abused my time, but it's very different when somebody else abuses your time. I was so upset that I had to really do an internal check-in and ask myself, who was at fault here? And at the end of the day, I'm at fault. And if it's not my fault, it is my responsibility. And it's my responsibility to take care of my time, and it's my responsibility to make sure that other people understand the importance of my time. And if I don't do that, the only person that I can be upset with is me, not the other people. If we look at Collins' book, Good to Great, he speaks about the people who are successful understanding that the issues that they're dealing with aren't external, but they're internal. Because the external things you really cannot fix, but you can fix the internal ones. And from an athletic standpoint, having a championship mindset requires for you to understand that the change has to begin with the man in the mirror. And I have a sign in my dojo by Marcus Aurelius that reads, if you are distressed by anything external, the pain is not due to the thing itself, but to your estimate of it. And this, you have the power to revoke at any moment. So there's no pain that has been provided by other people. None. And at its core, other people did not abuse my time. At its core, I have not set up situations, issues, parameters, and a certain conversational preamble to let people know exactly what my time is worth and how important it is to me. And I used to do this a while back, and I haven't been doing it, and I have to get back on it immediately. And one of the things that I did, and what I'm in the process of rereading now, as a matter of fact, I was reading it last night and I'm back on it again this morning, is it's called No BS Time Management by Dan Kennedy. I think this is either the second or third edition of the book. Pardon that noise. I am walking around my neighborhood while drinking my coffee in the morning, and people are going to work and opening and closing their garage door. So I think this is Dan Kennedy's second or third iteration of No BS Time Management. And I really appreciate the updates, because inside of it, it has the updates for, you know, digital devices and social media. And one of the things that I'm doing right now is I'm talking to you all on my old school digital recording device, because I don't want to walk around the block on my cell phone, constantly checking social media, constantly checking Instagram, constantly checking. I'm not doing that. I need to be locked in and loaded with the things that I have going on for the day. And the most important things that I have, well, one of the most important things that I have going on in the day is you. My customers and my following, you all are important. My clients, you all are important. You're the life source for my business and the things that I do. And you deserve a high level of importance. And when I'm pulled in different directions, I can't serve you as best as I can serve you. And for me to work inside of the realm of optimum performance and peak productivity, I need to be in a space and place where I'm not pulled by a lot of external variables and external things, so I can tap into myself on an internal level so that I can pour out the best that I have available in terms of productivity and output. So I'm back on that, back on my grind, and man, I'm putting the phone down and creating windows of opportunity to, you know, when I have to talk to people, when I have to schedule things in, and I'm not doing pop-ups and, hey, I was just calling to catch you for a while. I gotta just get some things in place. Now, I don't know if you've had those particular challenges or if you have those particular challenges, but if you do, I can tell you exactly how we address it in my company, Switch On. We have a book called The VIP Life. You can find it at www.thevipLife.net, and the book is 100% free. If you'd like the book, you can get it. You just handle the shipping. But in that particular text, we encourage people to understand the directions that are provided when you're on the airplane. When they say in case of an emergency, make sure you put the mask on yourself first before you help others and small children. Because as you go, everybody else goes. If you do well, everybody else will do well. When you're a mom and dad, when you're parenting, all right, you have to be okay so that they're okay. Now, that doesn't mean that you hog up the resources and eat first, but that means that you need to make sure that the resources go to you first and for you first so they can go to everybody else. Like, we're not paying for candy and ice cream before we put gas in the car. All right, we're not going to Disney World before mommy does her nail appointment, her hair appointment, and gets a massage. Why? Because mommy needs those particular things so that she can sustain herself for 8, 10, 15 hours in 2 days at Disney World. All right, you have to get at the point where you understand how important you are, because if you devalue yourself, it's very easy for other people to devalue you. So as you're going through the day today, I encourage you to, number one, sign up for the Power Up Summit, the second annual Power Up Summit that is going to be done virtually and online. Check the social media sites and the resources. If you're listening to this on YouTube, it will be inside the YouTube link. If not, check me out on all my social media platforms and you'll see the link for the Power Up Summit. Or you can hit me on a direct message and my assistant will definitely get back to you and make sure you have the link. It's only 100 seats available. Number two, make sure you increase the value of your time. I would highly suggest that you go to www.thevipLife.net. And make sure that you get the book, The VIP Life. And the book covers about how to not feel guilty for putting yourself first. And then number three, man, do yourself a favor and grab the book, No BS Time Management by Dan Kennedy, and sit down and read it and reclaim your time. And this is Dr. Ferguson. Have a super fantastic day. And as I always say, I love you, but God loves you best. Take care.